This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, one and all, once again. Yes, it's me, Ben Simmons, with the show that goes like this with you now up until 8 o'clock. Huge thanks, as ever, to the wonderful Stuart Pink with another brilliant drive time show. Straight away, he's inspired me to tell you a story because he did have in his never ending story of drive right at the end there about the gentleman who was identified and sent away from a building site for not wearing a high-vis jacket. I have a similar story. Didn't result in a man mooning from the top of a crane. But anyway, didn't expect to be talking about this right at the start, but it just reminded me. My friend and I were occasionally booked to work in a certain warehouse that sells multiple versions of things at a time. You may well know it. You have to be a member to go there. But we occasionally used to work there demonstrating kitchen equipment. And you had to have a high-vis jacket to gain access into the warehouse before the store was open and be able to set up your stand and equipment. One day, my friend forgot his high-vis jacket. He wasn't allowed onto the warehouse floor until the store opened. They were extremely strict about it. They wouldn't let him borrow one. He just wasn't allowed. It sort of delayed everything by about an hour. I thought it was quite ironic because clearly he would have been the only one standing out amongst the 55, 60 people wearing high-vis jackets because he didn't have one on. He would have massively stood out from everybody else. Ah, it's the show that goes like this. Let's have a track and then I'll tell you why I've played that track and what the heck is going on for the next couple of hours. Keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Lions are sleeping. Well, they are tonight anyway.
I'll win my way.
Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this. Hope your Tuesday has been fabulous for you so far. And thank you now for sharing a couple of hours in the evening with me here on the airwaves. I was shocked to discover a revelation the other day. I always tell people you can see the webcam feed into our studio by going to mixcloud.com, which is absolutely true. But you only need to go to phoenixfm.com to our website. There's a webcam button at the top right of the homepage, which takes you straight to it. Shock, horror, why was I not made aware of this before, or why did I fail to do the research to see? I do so much exhaustive research for my own show, I failed to see the webcam button on the homepage of our website. There's a listen live button as well. So many ways that we make it easy for you to join in and be a part of the show. If you want to send me a message at any point up until 8 o'clock tonight, Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. And at Benson Radio on Twitter. The socials have blown up today with the question I asked from people. Thank you so much to everyone who's made track suggestions for tonight's show. Because, did you know, the 4th of October, all across the world, it's World Animal Day! Yes, huge excitement in the studio here, because so many animals are in this studio, you wouldn't believe... No, there's not. It's just me, it's just the old Homo sapiens... And the extensive production team here for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. No other animals that I'm aware of right now. There's probably some bacteria, the odd amoeba going about, but nothing lovely and cute or anything like that. Cats, dogs, rabbits, or farmyard animals even. Cows, sheep, horses, none of those either. But it is World Animal Day, so we're going to be embracing animals musically throughout the show, all thanks to your suggestions. And opening with Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight, courtesy of Sue Burton, who suggested it on social media. Well done, Sue. Great suggestion. Good one to open with. Thank you very much indeed. See, you bother to make a suggestion, you get a shout out on the airwaves, you feel happy about yourself, you get the credit. There's a slight sense of smugness, I feel, for the people that, you know, get mentioned on the air during the show. You've made the effort. I will make the effort back on your behalf. Fabulous. And if you send me any kind of message, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, studio at phoenixfm.com, to email the station as well, any of those places, I will give you a shout-out. If you want to say hello, that would be fabulous. You don't have to, though. Lots of people have suggested music. I've got another one coming up soon for Charlotte Mulcair. So your track is coming up next, Charlotte. But what else is going on in the next couple of hours? Well, as ever, celebrity birthdays. It's quite a lot today as well. We'll be paying regular visits, as we love to the weird world of news. And in, well, whilst waiting, really, for another World Cup to materialise, it will materialise next week, there's going to be another Impossipoll running on Twitter. Impossipoll, almost impossible to decide. Last week's Impossipoll asked you, if you could only keep one of these things and the other was gone forever, which would it be, tea or coffee? It was close with all the votes that came in, although tea was victorious in the end. 58% of the vote to coffee. So coffee would be gone forever if it was up to the voting public of the show that goes like this. There's a shocker. A new Impossipoll is now running. I'll tell you about it a bit later in the show. If you want a sneak preview, at Benson Radio on Twitter, have a look on there. And you can cast your vote with a single click or tap. Other wacky holidays I'll tell you about that occur on the 4th of October. So much to look forward to. Don't go anywhere. But now for Charlotte then, as mentioned here, animal related is sweet.
Oh, community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and it's time to go over straight away to the weird world of news for our first visit in this first hour of the show that goes like this tonight. Now, regular listeners will know the weird world of news tends to be dominated by animal stories, by ridiculous stories, by food stories, and by life hacks. Here is a rather interesting personal hygiene-related life hack. Okay, the headline is, Woman Explains Why She'll Never Use Deodorant Again. Now, she's not just being gross, she's found an alternative. Okay, she swears by the hack to eliminate body odour without any sprays or roll-ons in sight, and dermatologists have also praised the product she swapped her deodorant for. Now, this is in America. It's not a product that's very easy to get in the UK, but bear with us. Right. Now, one woman has revealed she'll never buy deodorant again thanks to a life-changing hack that banishes any bodily odour without using a spray or a roll-on. Revealing this on TikTok, she said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but the secret to getting rid of body odour isn't deodorant. This will change your life. Use a benzoyl peroxide cleanser on your armpits. Leave on for about a minute, then wash off as normal. What this does is get rid of the bad bacteria. Sweat is usually odourless. Your sweat doesn't smell, it's the bacteria that causes it to smell. And a benzoyl peroxide cleanser will get rid of this bad bacteria, so you won't need to use any deodorant. Video's gone viral, it's had over 1.5 million views in a few days because people are trying this out and are surprised that it actually works. Dr. Lindsay Zubritsky, a dermatologist, has said, this is true, it kills acne-causing bacteria, which reduces the odour under our arms. It also works for feet odour, the exact same thing. So, a benzoyl peroxide cleanser. Now, you may be thinking, where the heck do I get one of those? Well, you may want to do some more research yourself. But there is a brand called Panoxyl. Panoxyl. O-X-Y-L at the end, if you're desperately interested. And you can get that in the UK on Amazon. So, Panoxyl, benzoyl peroxide cleanser, put it on your armpits for a minute, then wash off as normal if you never want to have to use deodorant again. There we go. Don't say you don't find out interesting life hacks on the show that goes like this. Can't say I'm rushing to Amazon to get benzoyl peroxide cleanser, but who knows? Panoxyl is an option if you want to give it a try. Could be crazy, but partly recommended by dermatologists. Maybe do a little bit more research if you're seriously considering it. Okay, more animal-related music. Yeah, let's do it. Now, if you get a horse, you've got to give it a name, haven't you? Well, not always.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. To be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
America and a Horse with No Name, played thanks to Alan Wilkinson up in Chesterfield. Thanks, Alan, who responded to the request for tracks that link to animals on this 4th of October, World Animal Day. Hope you're having a good Tuesday evening so far. Whether you've got me on in the background or whether you're paying rapt attention to the show that goes like this tonight, you'll enjoy it either way. Great tracks throughout the show. More coming up later from the likes of Survivor, Duran Duran, The Beatles, Shakira, Pussycat Dolls, The Osmonds. Can you guess what's coming? Loads of exciting stuff to look forward to. More visits to the Weird World of News, where we'll look at why taking dogs for walks less could actually help, how to cheaply deep clean a microwave, the unfortunate dog name that upset its vet. All those stories to look forward to. Celebrity birthdays coming up, news of the impossible poll that's currently available on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, if you want a sneak preview. So keep it here, no need to go anywhere. Your next couple of hours are sorted out on a Tuesday night, really. Fabulous, isn't it? So next, we've got a track from Melissa Stanton, who put on Facebook earlier she'd like to hear Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf by Duke Ellington. We're not afraid of different genres on this programme, oh no. Thank you.
FM.
There's something a bit different for you on a Tuesday night. Duke Ellington, who's afraid of the big bad wolf. It links to the animal theme. The 4th of October is World Animal Day. Did you know it is also Fruit at Work Day? If you're going to work and there isn't fruit there easily, take some with you. It's Fruit at Work Day. If you work nights, get a bit of fruit, you know. Even if you work days and you've just left, can you still get some fruit? Throw it back towards the office. It's Fruit at Work Day. Also, it's Improve Your Office Day. You could do two things in one there, couldn't you? By bringing some fruit in, if that would improve your office, you've embraced 2 days on the same day. Well done. Fruit at Work Day, Improve Your Office Day. It's also Cinnamon Bun Day and National Vodka Day. No need to mix those two things, really. I don't know how well they go, cinnamon bun and vodka. There's probably some vodka bar somewhere that sells cinnamon bun-flavoured vodka. Anyway, that reminds me of a night I can't really remember, but that's neither here nor there. It's the show that goes like this. Celebrity birthdays coming up after the next track. More visits to the Weird World of News to look forward to, as well as the Impossible Poll running on Twitter. And so many great tracks that you lovely Legend listeners have suggested. Thank you so much to Fain Air, who now wants to hear this classic from Survivor. If you haven't got any boxing gloves, you may want to get them right now. I know some of you will be punching the air to this one. Peace.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this, just about ready to hit you all up with some fabulous celebrity birthdays. Who's celebrating today then? It's the 4th of October. Actress Dakota Johnson is 33 today. Actress Susan Sarandon is 76 today. Clueless star Alicia Silverstone is 46 today. Actor Christoph Waltz is 66 today. Stacey Solomon is 33. Anne Widdecombe is 75. Jackie Collins is 85. And Annika Rice is 64. Had they still been alive, Charlton Heston would have been 99 today. Buster Keaton would have been 127. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I'm very grateful that you've got Phoenix FM on. So lovely to know that you're all out there and all listening. Thanks to everybody that made song suggestions for tonight's show. Have you been proud that yours has made it in the early part so far? We're a quarter of the way through. Who's listening to the final three quarters to see if their song makes it in? Well, hopefully Helen McDonald is listening, because Helen, here come Mud and Tiger Feet.
Your tiger feet.
Your tiger feet.
All right.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this. I still hope your Tuesday evening is going very well for you. I'm loving being here on the airwaves on Phoenix FM up until 8 o'clock. After me, Rob Harvey, back with Synth City from 8 until 10, playing new wave and electronic music. And then from 10 until midnight, the playlist with current chart hits. So a great Tuesday evening in prospect. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, available via smart speaker. And if you want the webcam feed into our studio, go to our website and click the webcam button on the top right of the page. So, it's been good so far. It's a World Animal Day, and we've had a lot of tracks suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners that link to animals. So far we've had lions, we've had foxes, horses, wolves, tigers, and tigers again. Mud and tiger feet for Helen McDonald, who suggested that on Facebook in the run-up to the show. And I think we'll have another track quite quickly, and then we'll pay another visit to the weird world of news after this. But thanks to Hayden Parker, here's Al Wilson with The Snake. Cripes.
Down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, yes, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. The snake. Clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said that a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. The snake. Take me in,
tender woman. Come on in, you snake. Snake. Yeah, come on in, tender woman. Take me in,
tender woman. Phoenix FM. Al Wilson and the snake there then. So many different animals already. and we're only 41 minutes into tonight's show. In case you've just joined us, yes, it's World Animal Day. All the tracks you hear linked to some kind of animal and have all been suggested by you fabulous listeners to the show that goes like this. But now it's time to pay our second visit to the weird world of news today, and it's an animal-related story about a lady who admits, "I haven't walked my dog in 2 years. It's overrated and makes him misbehave." Now, before you think this is some kind of terrible animal cruelty article, just let me fill you in on the full details. This lady believes that dog walks are overrated and cause her reactive pet unnecessary stress. Most dogs jump at the chance to go on a walk, but others can become extremely anxious about the idea and try to hide themselves away from their owner to avoid it. A woman has revealed she hasn't walked her dog in 2 years because he's reactive and it causes them both a great deal of stress when they bump into other pets walking around. She spent 6 years trying to improve her dog's behaviour, has used one-on-one behaviour trainer experts, and none of them have been able to completely solve the problems. He's made a lot of improvements, but he still has reactive moments. I guess they're talking about getting aggressive towards other animals or other animals behaving aggressively towards them whilst out on walks. The beginning of our training journey was very discouraging. I didn't know a lot about dog training at the time. Seeing my dog misbehave to that extent was embarrassing and frustrating. I also blamed a lot of it on me, feeling like I didn't properly train or socialise my dog. It has got a lot better since then, but one thing that really helped was ending our walks. So many behaviourists stress that walks are a great way to stimulate your dog while exposing them to uncomfortable scenarios. But she felt she was causing the dog unnecessary stress, said, "I couldn't do it anymore. Walking him around the neighbourhood when there were other people and dogs around was way too stressful for us both." So then she's been making sure he gets exercise inside the house, and that has given him a lot more comfort. He's given her more attention and become more willing to learn with other things as well. So for some people and some dogs, walks are not the be-all and end-all. That isn't a cruelty-related story. It's a woman trying to stop her dog behaving badly when outside, and it wouldn't work. So she's decided to keep exercising him inside, and it's made their relationship much happier and much better for both of them. So, yeah, I was worried when I first had that headline, but you can clearly tell she does love the animal and wants to make its life as good as possible. So there you go. More interesting stories on the show that goes like this. And I did tell a story on a visit to the Weird World of News a few months back about a couple that took in a stray puppy which grew up to become a wolf, and they didn't realise it was a wolf, just thought it was an extremely big dog. Did it get hungry like the wolf, though? That's the big question. Sarah Lang will be happy to know. Her track is on now.
Closer behind. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line, discord and rhyme, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Mouse is alive.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, coming up to 10 to 7 on the 4th of October, which is World Animal Day, as well as Fruit at Work Day and Improve Your Office Day, Cinnamon Bun Day, and National Vodka Day, amongst others. But those are some of the more reasonable ones of the wacky holiday celebrated today. Cinnamon Bun Day. I did used to love a cinnamon bun from Starbucks. It's a bit unhealthy, really, I suppose. I'm trying to be a bit healthier these days, but that cinnamon bun with the icing on top, yeah, it was good. I think Costa have weighed in with their own version of some sort of cinnamon bun. Doesn't have the icing on top. That's why the Starbucks one still wins for me. I'm sure there are other cinnamon bun options available. But, yeah, don't forget, we do have our Impossible poll running on Twitter right now, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote. Some votes have already come in, so some people have had a sneak preview. I will talk to you about the Impossible poll in around about 10, 15 minutes' time. The reason the Impossible poll is happening is there will be a new World Cup beginning next week, which I will tell you all about in next week's show. So yes, we have recently had the World Cup of Films, which declared The Empire Strikes Back as the greatest movie of all time. What will be the next topic of conversation in a World Cup? That will all be revealed on the airwaves here in next week's show, so do remember to tune in for that. I'm sure it will be very exciting, and another one to get the votes flying in. But the Impossible poll is running tonight. Last week we decided that tea is better than coffee. What are we going to decide today? It's going to be animal-related, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want a sneak preview. Well, before that, though, thanks to Phil Whelans, who wrote in suggesting it, time for a classic Beatles track.
Smoke is, don't you think the joke lies to you?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Beatles and I Am the Walrus. Fairly bizarre, I don't think you can deny, but enjoyable nonetheless, and links to the theme of World Animal Day, which it is on this 4th of October. All the tracks, if you just joined us, all the tracks you hear tonight are linked to animals in some way or another. We've already had lions, tigers, horses, wolves, what else? Tigers, I've said tigers, another wolf, a walrus. What animals have we got to look forward to later on? Well, more cat-related music, more wolf-related music, puppy-related music, crazy horse-related music. I guess you can guess what's coming up there. Buffaloes will feature. One rather tenuous one, which I'm enjoying. A couple of rather tenuous ones, actually. But they're all going to be enjoyable, so keep it here. There's no need to go anywhere else. More visits to the Weird World of News coming up. We've done celebrity birthdays already. Makes you feel old to realise Alicia Silverstone is 46, doesn't it? Yes, she was but a child in Clueless in the 90s, but that's what happens. People get older. Yes, but it is Fruit at Work Day, Improve Your Office Day, Cinnamon Bun Day and National Vodka Day. I used to take part in vodka days when I was at university. We did so many of them, I consumed quite a bit of vodka. One evening, I don't remember what happened. Rather not talk about that evening. Well, I don't know what happened. It can't have been too bad. Thank goodness there weren't video phones in those days. That's all I'm going to say. Right, now, we're going to have another track, and it's courtesy of Angie Stanger Leeds up in the northeast. Thank you so much for this, Angie, who wants to hear Manfred Mann and their Pretty Flamingo. Great choice.
So tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would think of his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. If she just would.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, hope your Tuesday's still going fabulously. We're an hour into the show, 50% there, and with the votes that have come in so far on the impossible poll, one side heavily defeating the other side. I think the other side may need more votes. I'll tell you all about tonight's impossible poll, which is now raging on Twitter. The question asks, bearing in mind it's World Animal Day, if you could only keep one species and the other is gone forever, which would you choose? Cats or dogs? Yes. Now, nobody said these were easy polls, hence hashtag impossible poll. Tea versus coffee last week. Tea victorious. Is this even tougher to decide? Cats versus dogs. You can keep one species, the other disappears forever. Faced with that conundrum, which would you choose? At the moment, cats have 76% of the vote, dogs have 24% of the vote. If you want to change things, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and it will be the top thing on my profile. You can just do a single click or tap to cast your vote. Cats or dogs, keep one species, the other is gone forever. That is tonight's impossible poll, cats versus dogs. I don't want to influence the vote one way or another. I know what I would choose. All animals are wonderful, but if I had to choose, I will reveal towards the end of the programme what I would do. The poll will be raging for a few hours after this programme finishes tonight, so do feel free to give it a retweet as well and let more animal lovers cast their vote. There we go. Right, time for more music. Time for more music suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners and a fellow Phoenix FM DJ, Mr. Rob Harvey, who's on after me with Synth City. He wants to hear a bit of Shakira, She Wolf.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an outfit. So I'm gonna go somewhere cozy to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet. I'm her student. To look at the single man, I got only a special radar. On the fire department hotline, in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils or rich city guys I just want to enjoy. But having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy.
There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Phoenix FM.
She-Wolf there from Shakira. It's Tuesday the 4th of October. It's World Animal Day. All the tracks you hear and have heard already throughout this programme are linked to animals in some way and all suggested by you wonderful Legend listeners. If you've joined late and missed any of the show, don't forget from tomorrow you can catch up on the Phoenix FM website. Go to the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night. It will take you to my own Phoenix FM blog page where all previous shows are available to download or to listen to direct on the site. So fabulous. You just won't be able to get involved with all the interactivity that happened during them, and you'll be kicking yourself. So that's why I heartily recommend tuning in live Tuesday night, 6 till 8pm. Loads of great music still to come. Couple more visits to the weird world of news. I will keep you updated with the state of play in the Impossible Poll. A few more votes trickling in. Thank you very much for people doing that. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want to cast a vote. One species can stay, the other is gone forever. Cats versus dogs on World Animal Day. It's a sophist choice of a poll, really, isn't it? Incredibly difficult, hence hashtag ImpossiPoll on Twitter. But you've got to cast your vote and give it a retweet as well. Will be much appreciated. Well, it's been a great day so far. It's been a good show so far. It's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you as well. Let's have more animal-related music. Dan Prague would like to hear something by the Pussycat Dolls. Good choice, Dan. Buttons with a Z. Always found that a bit weird.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gonna do, tomorrow to me. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing.
Typical and hardly the type I fall for. I like when the physical, don't leave me asking for more. I'm a sexy mama, just how to get what I wanna. Wanna do a spring this on ya, of all the things that I told ya.
Saw a pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Won't you loosen up my buttons, babe? Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons, babe. Won't you loosen up my buttons, babe? Loosen up my buttons. I'm telling you to loosen up. But you keep running, say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running, say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running, say what you gon' do to me.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Pussycat Dolls and Buttons with a Z. Loosen them. Okay, it's the 4th of October. It's World Animal Day. All the tracks related to animals. Before we go any further, the Champions League is back tonight. I'm excited because Liverpool are playing Rangers in their Champions League group match. Kick-off at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, Tottenham away at Eintracht Frankfurt. Liverpool's team just been declared an hour before the kick-off. They've gone with an attacking lineup: Jota, Diaz, Salah and Nunes all starting. So four up front, probably one and three behind. But yeah, there we go. Rather interesting nonetheless. Good luck to both the British teams involved in action tonight. All three even. Liverpool, Rangers and Tottenham. So yeah, you got to love a bit of Champions League midweek, haven't you? And fortunately for me, my show finishes at 8 o'clock. Liverpool kick off at 8 o'clock. Yes, I support Liverpool, so I can get to actually watch it. So that's fabulous. Sometimes get annoyed with those 7:45 kickoffs. Miss the first 15 minutes. Crikey. Anyway, keep it here. Don't go anywhere. 50 minutes left of tonight's show. More visits to the Weird World of News coming up. I'm going to share with you how to cheaply deep clean a microwave and tell you all about the unfortunate dog name that upset the dog's vet and gave the vet a very embarrassing day. Those stories still to come. We may take a look at what's trending on Twitter as well. The impossible poll available to vote on: cats or dogs, which do you prefer? Not just that, though. If you could only keep one species and the other was gone forever, those are the stakes. And you have to cast your vote. Single click or tap at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Very, very easy to get involved. Give it a retweet as well. That would be fabulous. Now then, thanks to Jed Gleeson, we're going to hear all about the House of the Rising Sun. He couldn't pick one single animal to base a track on. He's gone for all the animals.
FM.
Animals and House of the Rising Sun, played courtesy of Jed Gleeson on the Isle of Wight. Fabulous. I went to the Isle of Wight just last week for my cousin's wedding. Had a wonderful time at the Albert Cottage Hotel, very near Osborne House in East Cowes on the Isle of Wight. What a lovely location. We were very fortunate. There had been some ropey weather in the run-up to it, but the wedding day was bright and sunny and warm all day, and the happy couple got married outside. Rather beautiful setting. So, yeah, that was fabulous. Always loved the Isle of Wight. Always loved visiting there. I've got family over there. Lots of cousins, lots of uncles and aunties, and it's a wonderful place. If you've never been and you'd like to go, just get there. That's what I say. And if you're in East Cowes, stay at the Albert Cottage Hotel. Wonderful venue. I haven't got shares in it or anything like that. But there we go. Right. It's coming up to 20 past seven on this fabulous Tuesday evening. It's been relatively dry all day for no reason whatsoever weather update. Just been sort of okay today, really. Not desperately exciting, not desperately terrible. One of those days. More votes trickling in the cats versus dogs impossible poll. One can stay and the other is gone forever as a species. Faced with that conundrum, which would you choose? Cats currently have 64% of the vote, dogs 36% of the vote. Votes trickling in all the time. Feel free to add yours to that at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. We're going to have another track shortly, and after that, another visit to the weird world of news. Well, I'll tell you how you can cheaply clean a microwave with very, very minimal scrubbing required. That's always exciting, isn't it? Marvellous. Now then, Fiona Watson messaged on Facebook earlier on in the day and said she'd like to hear Puppy Love. Here then, Fiona, just for you, is Paul Anka.
And they called it Puppy Love. Oh, I guess they'll never know. And why I love her so. And they called it puppy love, just because we're 17. Tell them all it, please tell them isn't fair to take away my only dream. I cry each night, my tears for you. My tears are all in vain. Oh, and I pray that maybe someday please is the answer up above. How can I, oh, how can I tell them this is not a puppy love?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Paul Anka's classic Puppy Love, played because Fiona Watson suggested it. That's what's happened on tonight's show. You make a request in the run-up to the show on social media. I put the question out for tracks that link to animals on some way, because the 4th of October is World Animal Day. Fiona got back. Many of you did, actually. Blown up my Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you so much for that. Not literally, that would be bizarre and slightly worrying. But loads of you made great suggestions, so thanks as ever to my lovely Leg End listeners. Now, I did say we'd pay another visit to the Weird World of News. I think it's more than time to do that and find out about how to keep your microwave looking as good as new with no scrubbing. That's important, yes. The least amount of work possible is what we all want. Now, I'm sure we've all had microwave disasters with a bowl of beans or something that you've put in for too long and they've exploded over it. You've had to wipe it down for ages, or you don't do it straight away. It dries in there and then it's a disaster. It takes you ages to clean the inside of your microwave. Well, what about this? A cleaning guru has shared her perfect hack to get your microwave looking as good as new using two ingredients you're more than likely to already have in your cupboards. Karen Shields shared a video explaining how she keeps her microwave clean and gets rid of all the food splashes, not spood flashes, that would be bizarre, all over the inside. Firstly, she places the glass turntable in the dishwasher. Okay, she doesn't wash that by hand. Then she starts to clean the bits of food that are stuck in her microwave. The turntable needs a quick wash to make it sparkle, but the microwave itself needs a bit more work. But to do that, all you need is some water in a bowl or a cup or a mug or some microwavable vessel, some white vinegar and a lemon. So about half a mug of water, half a mug of white vinegar and a lemon, which you squeeze into the solution to make it work. She then puts the microwave on high power for 7 minutes and lets this solution do its thing. During the cycle, the glass gets steamy and foggy. Once she's taken the bowl out, she says, everything wipes off super easy, no scraping or scrubbing, just a quick wipe down and you're done. So there you go, water, white vinegar, squeeze of lemon. Sounds obvious because people do make cleaning, homemade cleaning solutions with those ingredients, don't they? But yeah, seems to work. Put it in your microwave on high for 7 minutes and just give it a quick wipe down. It will all be marvellous. Okay, now at this time of year as well, you start to get, for those arachnophobes amongst us, those nasty creatures trying to make their way into your house. After the next track, I'll tell you some easy ways you can try and keep them out of your home. I don't think of many people that love spiders. There are clearly some who keep spiders as pets, but those house spiders, particularly those big ones that make their way into your homes at this time of year, I'm not a big fan of them. Oh no, I can just about put a glass over one, bit of card underneath and get rid of it out the back door. My mum and dad kindly invested in a humane spider vacuum device that just gently sucks them up into a tube and you can throw it out, doesn't harm them in any way. That has been revolutionary for me, getting rid of spiders. But I'll tell you more about how you can do it fairly easily and fairly cheaply after this effort, courtesy of Sarah East, who suggested this from the Osmonds.
There's a message floating in the air, come from crazy horses riding everywhere. It's all morning, it's in every town, got to stop them crazy horses on the run.
Phoenix FM.
The Osmonds and Crazy Horses. That was a wacky track for the Osmonds to release way back when, wasn't it? But there it was on tonight's show that goes like this. Do remember, we'll play any kind of music as long as it links to the theme. Not constrained by genres or time of release on this programme. Oh no, as long as it links to what we're chatting about, then it will make sense. And yes, it's World Animal Day today. Spiders are animals. Not a lot of people are huge fans of spiders. And I did say ways you can try and reduce the chances of them making their way into your home. It is popular at this time of year for spiders to suddenly appear. Why is that? Well, according to Paul Blackhurst of Rentokill, I'm not saying get the pest control experts in if you see a spider by any means. September marks the beginning of mating season for spiders, leading to increased sightings across the UK as males leave their webs in the search for a breeding partner. I know what you're thinking, it's October. But yes, September was still relatively mild, so it started to get cold end of September, beginning of October. So spiders may only now be becoming more prevalent in our homes. But do remember, before you do anything unnecessarily cruel to spiders, and I certainly don't like the look of them, spiders are actually beneficial to our environment, providing a natural form of pest control because they feed on insect pests such as flies, ants, beetles and moths, so they can help to keep the numbers of those down. But if you're definitely terrified of them and don't want them in your home, there are some things you can do to help your chances of making sure they're not there. Vacuum regularly is number one. A tidy house is the enemy of a spider cluster. Pest control experts say people should make sure they've hoovered thoroughly, including any spots that could be used as shelters. So vacuum beneath worktops and behind cupboards and sofas. The pest control expert said, as with most pests, the best way to control spiders is to limit their food source. This includes clearing away dead flies or other small crawling insects. Also, there are certain smells spiders hate. Spiders smell and taste through their legs, so crawling through a particularly powerful odour can be extremely unpleasant, but not just any odour though. Oh no, if you dilute some peppermint oil with water and spray it around your house, spiders are not fans of peppermint. Yes, crawling through a peppermint odour is extremely unpleasant for spiders. You can spray it around your window, you'll instantly deter spiders from making an unwanted entrance. Peppermint oil can be bought from most homeware shops and pharmacies. A similar potion using vinegar and water could also work, but deployed on varnish surfaces can cause a problem with its acidity. So maybe just the peppermint oil and water in a spray. Spray it around areas you don't want to see any spiders. Also, clean your garden. Overgrown gardens are a paradise for spiders. So yes, cluttered backyards are great because they can weave their webs and settle in. If you've got plants and foliage around your house where spiders build webs, you should trim or prune them. Keeping plants away from the outside of the house is also a good idea. You'll encourage them to move in by planting big shrubs against the brick wall. And finally, and I didn't really know this, spiders are actually attracted to light. So making sure your lights are turned off overnight and while you're not in the house is a foolproof way to make sure you're not inviting them in, and it will also help keep your bills down. Clearly, we're all aware of that right now. But if you frequently dust, clean any particular light and airy spaces to ensure no bugs get a chance to set up camp. So hoover regularly, keep your garden as tidy as possible, get some peppermint oil and water in a solution and spray it around any areas you really don't want to see them, and limit lights being left on for too long in your home, particularly at night when you've gone to bed. There we go! Some help to get rid of our eight-legged friends. But do remember, don't get rid of them unnecessarily or be harsh to them. They do control other smaller insect pests in the home as well by feeding on them. Right. See? Happy to impart life hacks to you here on the show that goes like this. Now then, we need some more music that's animal-related, not spider-related. I'm done with spiders for tonight's show. But thanks to Johnny Johnson, who suggested this on social media, we're now going to hear all about buffaloes and soldiers.
Buffalo soldier, America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. And he was taken from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. Said he was a buffalo soldier, dread like a rasta.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Buffalo Soldier, Bob Marley and the Wailers, courtesy of Johnny Johnson. Thanks very much for that suggestion. Thanks to everyone that suggested tracks for tonight's show. Generally, fabulous of you. Now, we will go back to the Weird World of News shortly and find out about a vet who was left embarrassed at a dog's name and it made his day incredibly awkward. Quite an amusing story, that one. I do love these visits to the Weird World of News, which tend to be life hacks, food stories, animal stories, tattoo disasters, etc. But I think we can all agree they're entertaining. I am considering, yes, there will be a new World Cup in the weeks to come, I am considering bringing back BicLol pretty soon. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends has been on a hiatus for a few months. It took this radio station by storm, certainly last year. But it's gone a bit quiet this year. The early part of this year, it was still doing it. But then from Easter onwards, it's had a bit of a hiatus. I think in the run-up to Christmas, Bic Lol could be back on these airwaves. So that is something incredibly exciting to look forward to. If you're wondering what it's all about, basically, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. Someone is asked to appear on the show via telephone link, and they get asked three impossible questions of varying levels of difficulty. Depending on how they do, they will enter into the League of Legends and be told afterwards their position in that league table. So yes, it's similar to when Top Gear did that kind of thing with celebrities driving around the track, and then they'd find out their position in terms of all the other celebrities. It's gripped listeners of the show that goes like this in that kind of way. So if you've not heard it before, look forward to hearing Bic Lol on this program in the future, Tuesdays 6 till 8 p.m. Will it be ready in time for next week? Could be the week after, but Bic Lol will be back before Halloween. Let's stick my neck out and say that my neck is most definitely stuck right out now. If you've joined us on the webcam, you'll see I'm even physically doing it. Mixcloud.com. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join the chat in the box at the side as well. If you go to phoenixfm.com, on the homepage at the top right, there's a button that says webcam. Click that and you can see what's going on in the studio. Utterly, utterly marvellous. Right, now then, how many more tracks can we squeeze in before we leave? Maybe four or five. So to that end, let's have another one suggested by Charlie James. Here's the Beach Boys. How on earth are we getting an animal into a Beach Boys track? Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann. Sheep related. Well done, Charlie.
Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann. Oh, to a dance, looking for a man. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Beach Boys classic there on this Tuesday, the 4th of October, World Animal Day special show of the show that goes like this. All the tracks are related to animals. Here's another visit to the weird world of news with an animal related story. A vet has not Yvette, as in somebody called Yvette. A veterinary surgeon. Glad I have to qualify that, has been left mortified after conducting a checkup with a chihuahua who was given a rather unfortunate name. The vet said it made the whole consultation very awkward. He shared it as the worst pet name he's ever come across and explained how it made for a terrible day in his career. So The worst dog name I ever encountered, he said, was Sexy for a Chihuahua. Explaining why this made things awkward, he gave some examples, saying he had to say to the owner, "If you could just lift Sexy up here, please, thank you. Now, I might need your help to hold Sexy down." But the worst part, most embarrassing conversation, came when he had to check the dog's behind, further adding, "I'm going to put this in your bottom, Sexy, but I'll be quick." Now, I didn't expect to broadcast those words at 7:42 on a Tuesday evening, and it not be remotely rude. I'll say it again just because I can. Yes, a vet was examining a dog called Sexy and had to say, "I'm going to put this in your bottom, Sexy, but I'll be quick." Most users on Reddit, where this post was shared, said who in their right mind would name their dog Sexy. Others thought it was funny and couldn't help but make jokes about the situation the vet found himself in. One user asked, "Yes, but will you be bringing Sexy back?" Another said, "Why is it always Chihuahua owners?" Another said, "We have a Mastiff called Sexy at our clinic. We all refuse to use its name." Now, I believe this is an entirely tongue-in-cheek story, because could the vet not have said, "Please put the dog up there. Please help me hold down the dog. You don't have to use its name." Yes, it's nice to use its name, but if its name is going to cause you embarrassment, don't use its name. Talk to the owner. "I'm now going to put this in your bottom." He's obviously talking about a thermometer. If you've just tuned in and you're shocked at the language, listen back to the show when it's available on Catch Up from tomorrow morning and you'll realise there was nothing offensive in this content. Oh no. Ah, dear. A woman who works at a dog boarding centre shared the dog's name, which left her team in stitches. She said, "I've been working with dogs for about 5 years, two of them as a dog bather and 3 years in dog boarding. I've seen some interesting names for dogs. The weirdest I've ever come across so far is Bacon Lunchbox." Really? She went on to share other notable names she's heard through the years: Skunk Little Big Daddy and Fluffernutter Felicia. Yeah, some people are bizarre when it comes to naming animals. What was wrong with Rex or Prince or Rover? Oh, no, no. Fluffernutter Felicia, Skunk Little Big Daddy, Bacon Lunchbox and Sexy. I'm never going to say those words in that order again. Now, though, a track that somehow links to a turtle. See if you can work out why. I'll tell you after this from Run DMC.
Really hate it. My name is Run, I'm Phoenix FM.
Love that remix, Run DMC's Tricky. Now, I did have a game on the PlayStation 2 called SSX Tricky, which used a version of Run DMC's track during play, and it was very, very enjoyable. But also, how does that link to animals? Well, it was used in a Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles film. Actually, Ninja Turtles in the US, isn't it? But it was used in a Turtles film a few years back. I certainly remember seeing it as a promo on the trailer. I think it was used over the closing credits as well. That very funky version of Run DMC's Tricky. So yes, it links to the animal world. Because of turtles, there's absolutely no doubt about that. So yes, I always liked turtles. I remember when I started sort of getting into video games and stuff as a teenager, my local arcade in a bowling alley had an amazing version of a turtles game that was, you know, arcades used to have better machines and better graphics than any home computers were capable of at the time. And I used to love going and playing this Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles game, because it was in a UK arcade, and you could walk along. It was a platform game that involved jumping up and throwing things at people and henchmen to get rid of them. But if you were unfortunate, you could fall down a manhole into the sewers, and your turtle, whether you were Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael or Michelangelo, your turtle would say, "Duh, who put the lights out?" And it was hilarious because they'd fallen down into the dark. As a teenager, oh, I loved that. I chortled at that many a time. So, yeah, it's all gone a bit quiet turtles-wise, as far as I'm aware, anyway. Maybe I'm not up to date with the current zeitgeist of Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Any more films in the pipeline? I'm not sure. They got good with CGI, didn't they, and made them look even more incredible than ever. But I always liked the cartoon when I was a bit younger. That was enjoyable, with Shredder, Splinter, etc. That isn't office equipment and what happened to me while I was holding a bit of wood. Those are genuine characters in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And April as well, wasn't she the reporter that got caught up in everything? Anyway, let's forget about reminiscing about cartoons. That could be something for a future episode. But anyway, time for another track. We've just got two tracks to squeeze in before I sum up the show and tell you everything that's happened, if you've missed any of it. But now, clearly animal-related, it's a Katy Perry track. Nothing to do with kissing girls, all to do with roaring.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sit quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing.
Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry and Raw, courtesy of Ellie Miles, who wanted to hear that. Run DMC and Tricky was courtesy of Martin Hill as well. Thank you to you. And apologies to anyone who made track suggestions I haven't been able to squeeze into the show, to the likes of Ladenton Chai, Pat Nearney. Who else has made suggestions? Keith Woodcock, Mark Reed, Peter Moore. Yeah, so many people made suggestions. Greg Ashton, Pete Lindup. Lots of people didn't quite get their track into the show tonight. David Rapp, Bruce Stratton, Paul Topham, Mark Campbell, Denise Hare. Thanks for your suggestions, though. But it's been a great show. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Do remember you can catch up with everything from tomorrow morning via my blog page on the Phoenix site, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you will find this programme and all previous recordings available to listen to at your leisure. We've learnt a lot tonight. We've learnt that you may not need deodorant. We've learnt that taking dogs for walks is not always beneficial. We've also learnt how to cheaply deep clean a microwave, and that you should never name your dog Sexy, or it may cause your vet to be extremely embarrassed. So there you go. It's been World Animal Day. It's been fabulous. Do remember, straight after me and the news at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. So keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Also available on smart speaker. To play us out, though, final animal-related track of the night, Florence and the Machine. See you soon.
Happiness. Towards her.